This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A World Health Organization senior advisor now says wealthy countries need to give more COVID-19 vaccines and follow the United States in making doses available immediately to cover a 200 million dose gap caused by Indian supply disruptions and manufacturing delays. Warning of a two-track recovery, the WHO is urging wealthy countries to donate their surplus doses to poorer countries instead of giving them to less vulnerable groups such as children. They have so far donated 150 million doses via the COVAX sharing scheme. However, Bruce Aylward said on Friday that only a small portion of those doses will be available in the short term in June, July, and August, when they can make a difference in slowing the pace of infections and the global pandemic. He did praise a U.S. plan announced Thursday to quickly share 25 million doses and encourage other wealthy countries to follow suit. Britain's medicines regulator said on Friday it had approved the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech for use on 12 to 15-year-olds following similar clearances in the U.S. and EU. The regulator said it would now be up to the country's Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunization to decide whether to go ahead and inoculate this age group as part of Britain's vaccination rollout plan. Children aged 12 to 15 are already receiving the Pfizer shot in the United States. France and Germany are planning to start offering it to that age group this month. Britain's Health and Social Care Department said that it would provide an update once the JCVI had made a final decision. Again, Britain's medicines regulator saying that it has approved the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech for use of 12 to 15-year-olds. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Friday he is hoping to improve deeply damaged ties with the United States when he holds his first summit with U.S. counterpart Joe Biden later this month. Speaking at St. Petersburg Economic Forum, Putin also said that relations between Russia and the U.S. are dependent on internal politics in the United States and that the U.S. is trying to hold Russia back. Meanwhile, the White House press secretary Jen Psaki told reporters that U.S. President Joe Biden views increasingly frequent ransomware attacks to be a rising national security concern. She reiterated that Biden plans to raise the issue with the Russian president when they meet in Geneva on June 16th. Some of the hackers have been traced back to Russia. A hack of Brazilian meatpacker JBS's facilities in the United States reported this week is the third such ransomware hack in the country since Biden took office in January. The U.S. State Department has called on Nicaragua to free opposition figure Christiana Chamorro, who's being held in her home after her laptops and cell phones were taken away. She's a potential presidential candidate in the November 7th elections, and she is the daughter of the former president, Violeta Barrios de Chamorro. Her detention is the latest in a series of moves by the president, Daniel Ortega, that his critics say are to prevent candidates from running against him in his reelection bid. On Tuesday, the government charged Chamorro with money laundering involving alleged financial irregularities related to her mother's Foundation for Reconciliation and Democracy. Egypt has sent a convoy of engineers and building equipment to Gaza after orders from the president to begin reconstruction in the enclave. After recent Israeli-Palestinian fighting, Egyptian state television reported Friday, dozens of bulldozers, cranes, and trucks waving Egyptian flags lined up along the border to cross into the Gaza Strip. Palestinians lined the street on Gaza and crossing to welcome the convoy as it rumbled into the small coastal enclave. A Palestinian border official said 50 vehicles had crossed thus far. Facebook Incorporated on Friday suspended former U.S. President Donald Trump from his platform until at least January of 2023, in a decision that has been watched closely for signals on how the company will treat rule-breaking world leaders in the future. Social media giant's independent oversight board in May upheld its block on Trump, which was enforced in the wake of a January 6th riot. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.